Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
During the next few days, I'd like to share some principles I've learned to help you walk in victory, especially as we overcome the coronavirus and move into times of restoration and renewal. We'll be discussing how to meditate on God's Word, and then how you can powerfully declare what God says in your life. I'm believing with you that you'll see great victories this week. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Psalm 1:1-3. What does it mean to meditate on the Word? It's letting God engrave his thoughts into your heart. It's not reading a mile a minute, but rather reflecting on a divine thought or Word of God. It's chewing on and digesting it. The Word of God is the source of a balanced life, of healthy and thriving living. The Word is this river that never runs dry, this spiritual food that strengthens your soul and your daily walk with God. It is sweet and powerful at the same time. It frees you, heals you, and feeds you. It's a treasure for your soul, a powerful weapon that you can use at any moment to remind yourself of God's love, receive his comfort, know his will, bolster and strengthen your soul, proclaim his faithfulness. Yes, my friend, God is faithful. He's faithful to you, and he is faithful to his word. He keeps his promises. The Bible tells us that God is not a man that he should lie, and that's from Numbers 23:19. This is why in A Miracle Every Day, I send you Bible verses that have the potential not only to touch you, but also to literally transform your life. Take hold of a verse and dwell on it in your heart. Proclaim it out loud. Declare it. This will give you hope and release the manifestation of God's promises in your life. Speak to the Most High God and tell him, "This is what your word declares," and cite a verse. "I believe it. I want to live it out. I'm going to live it out. You are not a man that you should lie." For example, I'll leave you with a verse to help you practice meditating on the word. "But the Lord is with me as a dread champion, one to be greatly feared. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and not overcome me. They will be completely shamed, for they have not acted wisely and have failed in their schemes. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten." Jeremiah 20:11. And feel free to choose another verse that speaks even more specifically to your situation. Be blessed today.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.